The Unofficial Ambassador, Part 3. Copyright SonicErotica.com. Wider, he mouthed. I bent my leg outwards, further exposing myself to him under the soft, warm beam of the reading light. Show me, he mimed slowly. I remained motionless, playing with him, pretending not to understand. Show me your pussy. He exaggerated the shape of the words, making it very clear to me what it was he wanted. Warming to the game, my eyebrows arched in inquiry. Like this? I mouthed back at him. Using one hand, I slowly pulled the thin fabric of my panties to one side, and with the other lewdly spread my swollen lips apart just a fraction. He leaned forwards towards me as if drawn in by the sight, his eyes fixed on my exposed pussy. I watched him swallow hard and smile. More. His mouth formed the shape of the word. My fingers did their job, parting the slick pink flesh more widely for him. His mouth fell open a little as he nodded his approval. You're beautiful, he whispered. Show me how. Show me how you do it. This seemed to me to be the moment when the last few centimetres of my so-called dancing along the edge would turn into a headlong rush over it. I glanced around the cabin, not that I could see much from the alcove of my window seat, took a deep breath, and metaphorically leapt. Closing my eyes for a moment, I leaned back and let my fingers stroke their way over my clit, knowing that he watched my every move. I imagined how his fingers would feel as I rubbed fast circles round and round my vulva, up over my clit until I could feel myself getting wetter, getting closer, the pleasure building as my fingers seemed to take on a life of their own. I wondered if he was imagining finger-fucking me, pushing his fingers into my wetness. Perhaps he was thinking of more. The steady friction of my fingers made me ache to come. The heavy weight of the ache grew deep and low in my belly. My admirer looked on, his eyes flitting from my face to my exposed cunt, drinking me in, paying rapt attention to the rhythm of my hand. I could see his own hand moving under the blanket on his lap. The idea of a man, a stranger, a very handsome and attractive stranger, stroking his hard cock over the sight of my naked pussy was too much for me. I wanted to see him do it. Juice flooded into my hand at the thought. I wondered if he'd oblige. Show me, I asked him silently. He hesitated for a moment. Please, I mimed at him and smiled sweetly. Slowly he edged back the blanket to reveal his cock, hard and thick in his right hand. The soft cabin light caught the shiny wetness of a glistening drop seeping from the lovely deep pink head. That beautiful sight sent my fingers into a frenzy. From across the aisle, he smiled at my response and motioned to me to slow down, to ease up, to make it last. I felt torn between the urgency between my legs and wanting the game to go on. I pressed my whole hand to my cunt, pushing three fingers into the tightness, staying very still as I watched him stroke and squeeze his cock, slowing to coax out more lovely drops for me to admire. He set a steady pace for us, my fellow traveller, deliciously fisting the length of his cock over and over, sliding it through his hand as he bit his bottom lip in concentration. His eyes feasted on my open pussy as I pleasured myself, his gaze fixed on my wet fingers as they slid in and out of my body, the side of my thumb strumming steadily over my clit once again. I sped up, unable to resist this time, settling to a rapid rhythm that took me closer and closer. I knew that I wouldn't be able to hold on much longer. I needed to come, and to come soon. More quickly he stroked in time to my frantic rubbing, up and down, as I went round and round, pulling hard, as I slicked juice across my throbbing clit, fingering myself, showing him how I liked to do it. Faster and faster we stroked. He nodded to me, encouraging my hand, speeding up his own, gripping his cock tightly, until the sight of a thick stream of cum spurting from him, splashing and dripping over his knuckles, had me tipping over the edge. My pussy clenched in sharp spasms of pleasure that had me leaning forward, squeezing my thighs together and covering my mouth with my hand to stop the moans from escaping and waking the entire plane. I was wet with girl juice. My hand was soaked. My cunt felt soft and slick. As I caught my breath, I saw the hanky in his hand as he pulled his blanket back into his lap. He smiled at me, a huge, happy smile. Thank you, and blew me a cheeky kiss as he leant his head back against the seat, looking exhausted. My pleasure, my pleasure, I grinned back at him, returning the kiss and adjusting my own clothes and blanket. Sweet dreams. Very sweet dreams indeed. I smiled and closed my eyes. Unofficial Ambassador was written by Elle and produced by SonicErotica.com.